Buckaroo has been strutting his stuff for more than 40 years. In the 90s, the popularity of the female impersonator has blossomed from Lily Savage and RuPaul to films like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert and Mrs. Doubtfire. Are they a tribute to women or a cruel parody? Well, Chris Chambers has been talking to the writer Mark Simpson and historian Peter Burton, to Amy LeMay, a woman who has her own drag act, to Ruby Venezuela from Madame Jojo's, and the inimitable Regina Fong.
Welcome onto the stage, the one and only High Imperial Highness, Regina Fong!
My hair is flame red, and it's about a foot either side of my head, and it looks like I've been hit on the head with a saucepan. It's very flat. And so, of course, you have this wonderful makeup on the face, but you've got this ludicrous hair and these sort of slightly out-of-date gowns. Regina Fong is a Grand Duchess, is actually the last of the Romanovs, and she escaped from Russia after the revolution and went to live in the Forbidden City, and where she married a courtier, hence the name Fong. And she escaped from there and went to live in Paris. If you had a party, you'd ask your auntie Regina, because you think she's going to get the place going. They're all going to start going, oh yeah, we want to do this, we want to do that. Can we do that, auntie Regina?
Choo-choo train! Choo-choo train, and the choo-choo train is not a woo-woo-woo train, is it?
You just come here and you can be yourself, you can be what you want to be, and nobody asks any questions.
It's escapism, I think, from like the boringness of everyday life.
Oh, yeah.
Purity, a woman that doesn't exist. I mean, they not only take glamour to unknown heights.
unknown depths.
But they, they parody a woman that, you know, is not us.
It's good fun, light-hearted.
Yeah, it's a bit daring, I suppose.
Drag, at one level, is about wearing a mask. We all learn fairly early on in our lives as kids that by putting on a mask, you can behave in a way which you otherwise might not have the guts to behave, or you might not be allowed to behave in such a fashion. Often men feel incredibly liberated and very powerful dressed up as that. Women may well be identifying with somebody who is able to behave in the way in which they're just simply not allowed to or cannot bring themselves to behave, but would like to.
There's an enormously long history of drag worldwide. It certainly goes back to at least the Middle Ages, things like the mystery plays, when wives, Mrs. Noah, daughter-in-laws, etc., were played by men dressed as women, and completely flouting the church's ruling that it was an abomination for men to dress as women or women to dress as men, which in itself comes from Deuteronomy. However, the church fathers clearly saw it as preferable for men to don a frock than have women themselves on stage as women, because this would be flaunting and displaying themselves in a manner which would be deemed comparable to being a harlot and a whore.
Ruby is a completely over-the-top, very large, eccentric lady. Women come up to me and sort of say, well, I wish I could look like you. And I said, have you actually looked at me? Because, you know, I have Diamante going halfway up my face and long sort of 2-3-inch lashes. You would never see a woman walking around Sainsbury's during the day looking like that, I shouldn't think.
Part of the popularity with drag is because it's men making fools of themselves, letting loose a Dionysic element of their personality, which a suit and trousers perhaps doesn't allow for, or a suit and trousers doesn't allow for whilst sober.
When I have a brand new hairdo with my eyes lashes all in curl, I float as the clouds on air do. I enjoy enjoy being a girl.
The title of the show is Gay Man Trapped in a Lesbian's Body, and it's basically my life story up until now. My inspiration came from, first of all, drag, because I love drag. I love drag queens. I love the way that they perform, and I've used a lot of the things that they do in their acts in my act. I come on in a sort of satin basque type thing, and I put my makeup on stage. Women perform this ritual every morning, putting on your makeup, doing your hair, you know, giving yourself a manicure, taking a long bath. The type of drag that I do is a celebration of that. It's a celebration of the ritual of being a woman. I think that the voice that I have is a voice within the lesbian community and the drag community that hasn't been voiced before.
For so many gay men, I'm the perfect fashion accessory. A camp drag gay man trapped in a big, glamorous lesbian body with an attitude that could stomp out each and every one of those queens. You've got the tight t-shirt, hair gel, and beads. I'm the matching shoes and handbag. Someone to compliment the wardrobe and toss away with a swish of a hip when the trend is over.
If you get a woman doing a man doing drag, it could become rather sordid. I think a man can be a lot cruder doing drag and get away with it, and it's funny. But I think if a woman does it, it can be very distasteful.
I was doing this one performance, and the looks that I was getting from the men, like, how dare I have real breasts? They're supposed to be padded and fake, you know? This gay man walked up to me and grabbed my breasts, and I was like, excuse me, you know? He's like, I just wanted to know if they were real or not. And I was like, of course they're real, what do you think?
To my mind, drag is a man dressing up as a woman who can be an incredible character. The audience know it's a man, but they want to believe in this woman. Women doing drag as men is not very convincing. Well, I don't think there'd be any sort of energy in it. I mean, unless they were being... I mean, the best ones, I suppose, is French and Saunders, those tall, full, fat men.
I bet you'll be wanting to measure us that way.
Yeah, yes, right. Off you go. Yes.
Don't be scared.
No, I'll start with you.
Best to start with the inside leg, dear. That's it. Just touch me. A bit higher, darling. That's it. You may observe while you're down there, our address to the left... Oh.
Is it over?
Yes.
She's
doing it. Your hanker burning love is here.
Would you mind me saying that you're extremely fragrant, young woman?
Thank you.
You are. How about a girl sandwich,
right? More women like Amy LaMay who get up there on stage and start performing gender, whether it's as a woman dressed as a woman or as a woman dressed as a man, it helps to push out the envelope a bit more and really redefines what we mean by drag, which can only be a good thing for women because at the moment they're still largely spectators.
It's a nice feedback here at JoJo's.
A lot of people say that it is a denigration of woman. It's sort of the dress, the way they dress, coupled with the misogyny that is so often in the act itself, I think that really gets women angry. The sort of stereotype that women have had to deal with for so long, the sort of over-the-top womanhood.
There's a thin mark about parodying and becoming misogynist and becoming sexist, and it's a very thin line, and I think a lot of drag, that is a big quote, goes on to that they want to be this woman or a woman, but they're not a character of a woman. Do you understand? I mean, like, it's my character. I am not just putting on a dress and being a woman.
As a form, drag can't go anywhere. It's always going to be studded with sparkling personalities who tend to get stuck in a rut. If used in the theatre or in the cinema, in films like Tootsie and Mrs. Doubtfire, in the end, it's giving a performer the chance to do something different, and that's all it can ever be. I don't really think that it can ever go on and become something bigger with more meaning.
I beg you, open your eyes. You have arrived at Lacan. cash offer.
I just want to be a drag queen, and it's difficult being a woman wanting to be a drag queen. Historically, drag queens have been men that dress up as women. I want to be the woman that I am, dressing up like just like a drag queen. I love their style.
We are what we are.
Half a Brazil,
half a suspender,
half real and half fluff. You'll find it tough guessing our gender. So just if we please you, that's the way to show us. Just cause you'll love us once you get to know us. Under our grips, muscles and tits, proving we are what we are.
And that report was by Chris Chambers.